This is episode 1550. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to our brand new series we're launching into today. Now, this is a series that's very important. We explore a series for an entire week. That way you can go more depth into the week's theme or topic. And our theme this week is all about heart health. So this is part of a collection of health and wellness meditation series. So as we launch into the month of September, we also begin a new collection of meditations. So with your heart health series, you're going to discover how, of course, to reduce stress in your life so that your heart is calm. And why is this so important? Well, heart disease is the number one killer of both men and women in the United States where I live, but also in many other westernized countries in particular. And you'll understand why very soon. Heart health, you'll very soon discover, is very closely associated with how well connected you are with loved ones as well as your community. And I'm going to share with you the story, the true story, of a town called Rosetto in Pennsylvania, a state in the United States. And Rosetto, Pennsylvania has been the focus of a lot of research from sociologists as well as physicians and all kinds of experts because they had a very special feature. They were, back in 1962, a city without heart disease, with low rates of cancer, where people were truly satisfied and happy regardless of their income level. So researchers flocked there. That's about the time that heart disease became rampant in the United States. So they wanted to know why this town of Rosetto, Pennsylvania was void. No heart disease to be found anywhere. Whereas the surrounding communities had the same statistics of heart disease as did the rest of the country. So the researchers literally descended upon this town and lived there for several years. What made the people from Rosetto die less from heart disease than identical towns elsewhere or across the United States? They concluded, after extensive research, it had to do with family ties. And another observation they had was that not only did they have more traditional and cohesive family relationships, but they also had strong community ties. Rosetto was populated overwhelmingly by a very closely knit Italian-American community of families who all lived longer, who had less disease, who didn't have any history of heart disease whatsoever. So what they discovered was that Rosetian people, as they were called, people from Rosetto, the Rosetians, were nourished by people. They were happy and healthy, and what's more, they had these close-knit relationships that were forged amongst all members of their community, regardless of their level of education, their wealth, and this is what made them healthy and distinct from communities across the rest of the country. And it's not as though the people from Rosetto were in a very healthy environment as far as where they worked. Most of them worked in very toxic environments in nearby slate quarries. The work there was incredibly dangerous, and there were a lot of industrial accidents that happened, and they were inhaling gases, dusts, and other things that contributed to disease, but it didn't contribute to disease so much among the Rosetian people. And although the Rosetians were from Italian heritage, they didn't necessarily eat the famous Mediterranean diet of olive oil and more fat-free foods. They actually loved eating sausages and meatballs that they fried in lard. They also ate a lot of salami and cheeses and lots of foods that were loaded with cholesterol. And they also were very fond of smoking the old-style Italian stogie cigars, which were not filtered or adulterated in any way. And they drank a lot of wine with abandon. In fact, wine was consumed, it stated, more than American soft drinks or milk. And another thing about the Rosetians is that they were discriminated against at that time in Pennsylvania. The surrounding towns of Pennsylvania were populated by more of the Welsh and English miners. So they had stress from being discriminated against, yet there was no crime, zero. So Rosetto was an oddity amongst the other communities surrounding it. People who are usually marginalized, such as the elderly or the sick, or people with different physical or mental challenges, those people were included with everyone else. They were an important part of the everyday life and business. So what happened to Rosetto? Did it continue on? Does it still exist as this little haven of health and happiness? Sadly, it does not. What happened to Rosetto is now referred to by sociologists as the Rosetto effect. Within a generation, and this study was conducted in 1992 as a survey, the American Journal of Public Health confirmed that Rosetto was now suffering equally from heart disease and other diseases as every other town does. In fact, they determined that there was an almost perfect correlation between Americanization and heart disease death rates. There's a book called The Power of Clan by by authors Stuart Wolfe and John Brune, who covered the town from 1935 to 1984, and they reveal their conclusions there. The main contributing factor to the decay of the society was losing connection with family and with community. It became suburbanized, and where previously there was a taboo against showing off wealth, now there were country clubs and fenced yards and many single-family homes that had previously been intergenerational families residing together. So the social ties weakened and then started to fail. And in 1971, the first person under age 45 died of a heart attack. I share this story with you because as you go through this week's series, consider the stress in your life, but also, most importantly, consider the state of your relationships and your connection with family, with friends, and with the community at large. In fact, I issue you a challenge in this series to get to know your neighbors. Bring over a new plant for them, or some herbs, or maybe something homemade that you baked, or simply go over and say, "Hi, we live next to each other. We've never met. I'd like to introduce myself." You may be close-knit with your neighbors and know them, but you might not get along with them, or you may get along with them great, and if you do, you're blessed. Whatever your situation is, reach out to the neighbors surrounding you who you don't know and reaffirm your connection with neighbors that you do know. This is a special challenge for you this week. So with that, settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. We have the full 30-minute guided meditations on our Sip and Om app that you can find in the Apple iTunes Store or in Google Play. We have the Android and iOS version. You can try it for 2 weeks, access to the full app free for 2 weeks. It's a special promotion we are offering, and you get a journal with each week's series as well as a guide, which is like a cheat sheet of the different meditation techniques and inspiration for that week's series. So as you get ready to meditate, begin to relax your mind and body. Close your eyes, keeping them slightly elevated at the point between your eyebrows. This is your prefrontal part of your brain that is strengthened and developed as you meditate. It helps you to respond to stress in a much better way. Begin to notice your breath, not forcing it. Allow yourself to breathe naturally. Consider your connections with loved ones, with your family, with your community, and send gratitude to those people in your life. And that is your meditation technique for today. Sit in silence, honoring yourself. You are so worth slowing down for.